thought that given it's so popular, I would devote the majority of this program to a meditation practice. And tonight I wanted to read a bit of a teaching on the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. That's Om, O-M, Mani, M-A-N-I, Padme, P-A-D-M-E, and Hum, H-U-M. Sometimes it's pronounced Om Masi Padme Hum, but we're going to go with the Om Mani Padme Hum. I wanted to read out a teaching related to this mantra because it's quite beautiful. So it says, in the universe, there is nothing stronger than the power of compassion. Cling on to it. In the event you faint due to your load of evil or perverse karma, let the words of Kuan Yin's mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, reseal the pact of not falling back into cruelty or avarice. Om Mani Padme Hum, known as the Mani, is the mantra of the supremely compassionate Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, the cosmic Christ, that adopts the form of our Lord Chenrezig in Mongolia and Tibet, and that of the adorable Kuan Yin in China and Japan. That this Avalokiteshvara be known by the sages, not as a god or goddess, but as the incarnation in the mind of a too abstract force as to be shown otherwise. Neither increases nor diminishes the power of the mantra. The mystic formula Om Mani Padme Hum is used especially to implore the help of Avalokiteshvara. The non-initiates frequently use the Mani as a protectress formula against all kinds of misfortunes, be it one's own or of others. It is said hastily in moments of danger, slowly and softly when one is consoling the distressed. And those who seek to be reborn in the pure land recite it tirelessly for themselves or aloud. The numbers of Tibetans who die with the Mani on their lips are countless. So let's do a practice working with this mantra. As usual, we find ourselves a comfortable position that we can sit for the next 50 minutes. So making sure our body is relaxed, is not holding any tensions. We can scan over the body from head to toe, putting our awareness on each part of the body and just checking that it's relaxed, there's minimal tension there. I like to work with the breath to help to relax, taking in deep breaths imagining this fresh oxygen, fresh prana going to all parts of the body. Thank you. We can also use the breath to relax the emotional center. Imagine the oxygen flowing through the heart, flowing through the solar plexus. Releasing any tensions in our emotions. Allowing us to be at peace in this moment. So with our body and our emotions feeling at peace, very naturally we allow the mind to settle. Trying to prolong that space between thoughts. Not trying to stop the thoughts, just letting them flow by. Not engaging in them. Not thinking about the thoughts. We can also use the breath to help move the thoughts along. There is nothing that we need to think. No thoughts of the day we've just had. No need to think, go over the events. Likewise, we need not think about the events in the future, what we will do after this practice. The moment, our primary objective is to breathe and relax. So let's build on our concentration. Generate some energy for the practice. We're going to use the mantra Hum Sa, which is a transmutation of our creative energies. So working with the breath, working with the imagination, we breathe in, visualize the energy from our creative organs. Rising up the spine, we mentally pronounce hum. Holding the energy in the third eye. Then when we're ready, releasing into the heart with the mantra. Repeat, mentally pronouncing hum, drawing up the energies. Hold. And release into the heart. Now in our own time, we continue with the mantra. Twice more. Bringing our attention to the forces that we've generated in the heart center. So before we use the whole mantra, we're going to break it up into its parts, and I'm going to read the meaning of each of the parts. So we have the Om that symbolizes the origin, the supreme source, the Dharmakaya, the absolute. It is a mightily creative word considered by many as the sum of all the sounds of the universe, perhaps like the harmony of the spheres. The O is the radical zero, the beginning and the end of everything. With the help of the M, we vibrate with the whole universe. Let us vocalize it. Relaxing, keeping our attention in the heart. If we like, continuing to mantralize mentally. Next part of the mantra, we have Mani Padme, meaning jewel in the lotus flower. Means the following pair of concepts: the essential wisdom that lies in the heart of the Buddhist doctrine, the occult, esoteric wisdom of the Vajrayana contained in the bosom of the exoteric Mahayana philosophy. The mind that is in our minds, the eternal in the temporal, the Buddha in our hearts, the objective supreme wisdom, and the means to reach it, compassion. So reflecting on the jewel in the lotus flower is the spirit in the form. We vocalize Mani Padme. Keeping our body in a state of relaxation. Whilst maintaining our concentration in the heart. Allowing the force of the mantra, the vibration of the mantra to do its work. Reflecting on the Mani Padme, the jewel in the lotus flower. The eternal in the temporal. The Buddha in our heart. Now I'll read the last part of the mantra, hum. Hum is the conditioned in the unconditioned, and it represents in relation to om the same that ti is to Tao in Taoist philosophy. It is equivalent to the limitless reality incarnated inside the limits of the individual being. Thus, it unites all the separated beings and objects to the universal om. It's the eternal, or that which doesn't die in the ephemeral or perishable, and also a vastly potent word that destroys all the obstacles born from the ego, which opposes comprehension. Hum is equivalent to the limitless reality, the absolute, incarnated within the limits of the individual being. And resting. Reflecting on the meaning of Om Mani Padme Hum. As I said, this mantra can be used as a form of protection against misfortune, in moments of danger. It can console the distressed, whether that's ourselves or others. Connects us with the Lords of Compassion. Compassion to all beings without distinction. If we're ever feeling down or low, we can work with this mantra to elevate our emotional center, to help ourselves, to help others. Let's work now with the full mantra. Resting. So let's do another round of mantra, a little faster this time. Whilst working with this mantra, reflecting on compassion, cultivating a deep yearning for the well-being of all living beings, and a feeling of compassion towards all of them. Compassion not only for those that are easy to love, such as our friends, horses, elephants, cats and dogs, but also for creatures formerly so repulsive, such as harmful insects, reptiles, criminals, people who are our enemies or who don't like us. If we can't develop compassion and love for these people, we can at least feel sorry for their sorrows, their sufferings, for the pain they feel. Seeing them as beings equal to oneself and identically condemned to wander from one life to another until reaching illumination or nirvana. So reflecting on what compassion is, helping to spread that feeling to all our friends and foes. With our attention in the heart, let's work with another round of Om Mani Padme Hum. Imagining waves of love and compassion going from our heart center, vibrating outwards. Do we know someone that's suffering at the moment? Someone in particular that's close to us? We can keep these people in mind when we do this mantra. Or we can just generally send waves of compassion out. So for this last round of mantra, we can direct it to a particular person, people, country. Imagining this person, imagining waves of compassion, of love reaching them, alleviating their pain, whether it's physical, emotional. Mental. Resting, relaxing, allowing the heart to open, allowing the force of the vibration of the mantra to do its work, spreading out the waves of positivity, of compassion. Before we finish this practice, I always like to use this very simple, short prayer. If you like, you can follow along. May all beings be happy. May all beings be joyful. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be happy. May all beings be joyful. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be happy. May all beings be joyful. May all beings be at peace. So be it. So be it. So be it.